Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We all put our hands together and congratulate Katie for adulting yesterday.
Oh, yay.
Katie's adulting. You guys, she's growing up right before our eyes.
Oh, my God. No,
she used her laptop that she's had for 6 months for the first time last night.
Yes.
You are growing and changing.
And I, you know what I did? I had, because we had to fill out this questionnaire thing, and I had the questionnaire on my phone, and I was looking at it, and then I was typing on my laptop. So I was using both of them, and I was very proud of myself.
This is a big step for you.
This is how adults do it. They use two devices at the same time to get work done.
And it's funny because you only had to use one, that's all right.
You didn't need the
phone. You're not that adulting.
No, I did. Because they sent the questionnaire to my work email, and I can't get my work email on my laptop.
Oh, never mind.
So
she's not adulting.
You were so close.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's a bummer.
Like, it's happening. I got it done.
Why can't you get your work email on your laptop?
Because I don't know the password. So it's on my phone, and I just use my face to unlock it. But
so
I can't
you're one of those people
face.
That just has your password saved on everything.
Yeah.
So you never have
How
to remember
How do you
it.
Remember all those passwords? And you have to change it all the time?
I don't have my work one saved. I plug it in each and every time.
Every
I don't
day.
Save it.
You
I
don't
plug
save it
in it. Just because I'm worried somebody will get onto my work email and sit an all staff out to the entire KSE team.
Say what?
And then
go
Stan
Broncos?
Kroenke's going to be giving me a call. Like, what is this all about? So, no, I don't. I plug it in each and every time.
Oh, see, I do my face every time. Let's make my face open it. Yeah.
Open it. You're staring at this new laptop. Open it.
I know. Yeah. No, it doesn't work. The face doesn't work for the laptop, but it works for my phone. So, I did get it done, though, and I was very proud of myself.
Honestly, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
She's had this laptop for months, didn't have a charging cable for it, so that took a while to get a charging cable. Then she found out her phone charger actually worked on the laptop.
I didn't even have to get one.
You puzzled that out.
The whole time. Again, a great adulting story about me.
Man, I'm like really, I don't even know you right now. You're really just growing up.
You know what? I've got a cardigan in the office. I'm like, going to put it over
my shoulders. I opened a checking account.
Have some reading glasses. Like, I'm really adulting.
I don't write checks anymore. I use a debit card.
So yay me.
I'm really happy for you. Really,
thank
really.
You.
All right, so Josh, like I said, was out with his mom and dad last night. Where were you guys? Like Olive Garden or something? What were you doing?
No, we were at a Chinese restaurant. We wanted some Chinese food.
What'd you get?
I got the chicken lo mein with vermicelli noodles, though, because I like the
What's
thinner.
A vermicelli noodle?
It's just a thinner version of the lo mein noodle.
I'm not mad at that.
It's like
I
an
have
angel
to go beef
hair pasta.
Broccoli, though. I think I'd have to go beef broccoli. Where are you going, Katie, if you're going to lunch or dinner with his parents?
I like the shrimp lo mein.
Oh,
I'm
that's
more
what
of
my dad
shrimp.
Got.
Not mad at that
yeah,
either.
I like the shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
So, but I also like to switch it up with the thinner noodles sometimes.
It's good.
Crab
know?
Cheese wontons?
Oh, crab cheese.
Absolutely.
Egg rolls?
Yes.
Egg rolls?
We got
both. Oh, yeah.
Wontons.
Especially if they're buying, right?
Egg drop soup?
Actually, I bought my own.
Bring it soup?
I didn't do soup yesterday because I actually showed up a little late, so I had to buy my own.
Dr. Pepper?
Well, yes, that's a given, of course.
Anyway, what the hell happened?
The weird thing that happened during the dinner was, it wasn't even a text message, it was an Instagram DM, but I got a DM from a past lover, and this one was from years and years ago. We'd always kind of remained friends, but then, like, something happened between us, and we had not talked in forever, like, at least a year, if not more. And I check my Instagram. I'm just scrolling, and all of a sudden, I see a little message from this past pop up and say, "Hey, like, how have you been?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, good or whatever." I was like, "Why are you reaching out?" And I found out that she got engaged, and she was, and that's fine. Like, really happy for her. That's awesome. I want the best for everybody. And but it was like, "Hey, I just want to, you know, reach out and say hi and stuff." And I'm like, "Well, what's going on?" And she was like, "Well, I don't want to like end on bad terms." I was like, "Did we end on bad terms? Like, I didn't really it's been so long that we talked that I was like, did we?"
So many ladies ago.
And she was like,
and that's not even a joke.
Well, we dated,
like I said,
like
so
in college. It was forever ago.
Yeah, that
long time ago.
A long time ago. Yeah. And so, but I was just like, I was so confused. I'm like, is it okay to like be so deep in a relationship? Like, you are getting married now and you're reaching out to an ex and being like, "Hey, like, I just don't want to end on bad terms." Like, and the message said, like, "You mean so much to me that I want, like, I wanted to reach out." And I was like, "Whoa, what is this? Like, what does that mean?"
Did you guys hook up?
No, absolutely not. No.
So she was reaching out to let you know she was engaged now?
No, I saw it was like the first post on her Instagram.
Oh,
it was like the first post, like, Like, she got engaged like 4 days ago.
She wanted to make sure you saw it, I think.
So she was just saying, hey, I just want to make sure that we're on good terms because I care about you. So was that her message?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But like, so weird,
is it? That is weird.
That's
because
nice.
We have
she's
not,
probably doing that to all of her exes.
But that long ago?
We haven't talked in forever.
Well, she's probably seeing a therapist or something, and she doesn't have some closure, so she's just knocking out her closure stuff before she gets married.
That's a good point.
Easy peasy, mac and cheesy.
That's usually kind of what drudges up stuff like that, like things from the past, and they're like, where are you at with your exes? Like, how did things end?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm still holding on to some baggage.
Yeah, maybe yours kind of sticks out because
obviously.
Well, yeah, she loved you, like, you know, but maybe it is something where she's like, I just want to make sure I'm at peace with this.
Yeah, but it's so funny. I didn't think we were on bad terms. I was like,
how'd
oh,
you end
we?
It?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago. I think she, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue.
You don't remember?
No, but she was always great. We were always such good friends. Like, we went to the same college, like, friends, really good friends. We would always talk. And then for some reason, we lost contact. I don't remember why, but it was apparently bad.
I have a hunch.
I think I literally think it's because she got a boyfriend. Yeah.
No. Oh, another boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. Which is fine. I want her happy.
Nah, I doubt that.
Well,
what do you think it is?
Dude, you're a playa.
I have been friends with her for so long. We broke up forever ago.
Yeah, but you're also a playa.
But that doesn't, if we're friends, why does it matter if I'm a player or not?
Because it's just rude.
But
it's rude. We're friends.
Rude. You were friends with Benny's, right?
No. Absolutely
not.
No, absolutely not. Didn't touch her. Absolutely not. You're such a...
Well, wait. So do your parents remember your guys' relationship? What did they have to say about it? Did they have any advice?
I don't remember if she met them or not.
No?
I don't know.
That was pretty
good. No, but my parents were like, my mom was like, blast from the past.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Because it'd been so long. I've known her
for... So what did you reply back to her and say?
She said, I made a joke because I'm like Jeremy. And she said something about like, I wanted to make sure we're on good terms and something. And I was like, well... Because she said, I think we got in a fight. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, but it looks like you got engaged. So it works out and you're welcome. That's what I said.
That's not what I would have done. No, I would have been like, new phone, who dis?